useful advice there within the guidelines. And then advice on monitoring patients on the oncoplastic ward. And there is a specimen chart contained within the guidelines with an expansion of what's in there in the appendix. So a section on a pain visual analog scale that should be included, a nausea scale, then all of this business relating to flap monitoring and to the monitoring of the patient themselves, and then finally a section on the use of TEDS and breathing exercises and physiotherapy and so forth. So that's a recommendation within the guidelines.